Good morning. This is CPR News. Federal unemployment benefits are set to shrink dramatically by the end of the month, a change that has many Coloradans scrambling to stay afloat. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Early in the coronavirus pandemic, the federal government boosted unemployment benefits, providing an extra $600 per week to nearly all recipients across the country. But the move was only temporary. That money is set to disappear after next week's checks. In Salida, 75-year-old Diana Vassar's benefits will shrink from $727 a week to less than $200 a week after taxes. That's not enough to cover rent and utilities, so she's bracing herself to apply for jobs.
Obviously, after looking for work, but I don't know exactly how to do that. There's not much here.
She worked in retail before, but she's scared to look for another job like that now, given the risk coronavirus poses to people her age.
So I fall into this weird category of probably shouldn't be working to keep safe until there's a vaccine, but I don't have a choice.
Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are negotiating a possible extension of the extra benefit. Some Republicans and business interests want to see it reduced or cut altogether because they think the higher payments are discouraging people from returning to work. Alyssa Jane Mastil, age 50, knew that unemployment benefits wouldn't last forever, but it wasn't the extra payment that kept her from going back to work sooner.
I start work actually next week, teaching in Commerce City, and I'm really scared. I love the kids. I love teaching. Like, I just wanted to be able to go back to it, not in the middle of this.
The end of the benefit won't just affect individuals. It could be a wider shock for Colorado's economy. It adds up to more than $100 million a week, spread between about a quarter million people in the state. Money they've been spending at supermarkets, restaurants, and other local businesses. And Basalt, video director Corby Anderson, worries it will be a long wait until live events, and his career, which depends on them, can resume.
I have savings, probably through October. I will go into severe austerity mode.
And that means all the places Anderson had been spending his money may feel the pinch too. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado's weather forecast has some rain for parts of the state through much of the rest of the week. Around Denver, there's the chance for thunderstorms and highs in the 90s, 80s in Colorado Springs, 93 in Pueblo this afternoon. This is CPR News.